Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. We come to you today with another special program, Light Upon Light. Today is the auspicious birthday anniversary of Imam Jawad alayhi salam, the one who is most well known for his generosity among the Ahlul Bayt. So we would like to express our congratulations to all of you on this occasion, and we would like to invite you to stay with us in this conversation. My honorable guest today is Dr. Radia Batul Najafi. Salaamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Congratulations on this occasion of Eid.
Thank you so much for you too.
And thank you for being here. So inshallah, today we're going to talk about Imam Jawad alayhi salam. As you know, Jawad means generous. And we know that all of the Ahlul Bayt, they had a lot of generosity. One of the main features that they were most well known for was the fact that they were very giving to the poor and needy people. So what does Jawad mean in like the Arabic technical term? And why was Imam Jawad most known for this feature?
Beautiful question. And I think we can connect a lot and do tawassul to this great Imam by knowing more about this beautiful title. I always remember the way Imam Radha alayhi salam, he would write letters for his very young son, Imam Jawad, in Medina. Because Imam was in Tus, Mashhad, yeah, in Iran. And his son was only 3 years old when he left him. So he would write to him that, "Oh, my son Jawad, you have to use the gate, the door, because his house would have many doors to use for going out." So Imam would say, "You have to use the common door, in the door which opens to the street where so many people are like crowded
open
over there,
public.
And you have to put some dirham and dinar and money in your pockets, and you have to distribute between people." So this habit of generosity, as we have hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as-sakha'u shajaratun fil jannah. Just I love it that, you know, the generosity would manifest maybe even now definitely in Jannah, in a shape, in a form of a tree. So even this is the hadith that, you know, no one can enter to the Jannah. It has written on the door of the gate of Jannah that no one can enter the heaven without having the beautiful quality of generosity and sakhawat. So Imam Jawad alayhi salam, he would just you know, give and distribute the money and his definitely wisdom in a very, very young age. And that was the maybe one of the reasons that he was known as a Jawadul A'imma. In a sense, that young age, and because he was the first Imam who had reached to the status of Imamate in this very, very young age. Like,
how
he was only
was he?
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah, seven or eight.
So
yeah.
Was he the youngest Imam?
Exactly. Yeah. Later on, we had some, but he was the first youngest Imam to reach to the status of Imamate, and the youngest Imam who has been died, like martyred, you know, Shaheed also, both. So this was something really outstanding. And one more thing, because so many people had doubt about the position of Imamate of Imam Jawad, and he faced a very critical time in his time because of Imam Radha alayhi salam, because Imam Radha was above 40 when still he didn't have any child, and many people have doubt.
He had no children or no sons.
No children. Yeah. Like, you know, I say the test of Ibrahim Khalilullah, or Prophet Ibrahim, you know, the same imtihan Ibrahimi, the same imtihan and test, has been passed by Imam Radha alayhi salam. So therefore, people had so many doubt that maybe Imam himself is Imam or not, because he's not having any child, any son even. And then when Imam Jawad alayhi salam, he came to this earth, still people had doubt because of his skin color, you know, and that maybe this is again test for ummah, for people, for followers, that why they're having doubt, but still they have so many doubts about Imam. And therefore Imam Radha alayhi salam, what
about
said,
his skin color?
Yeah, his skin color was darker.
Imam Ridha?
No, Imam Jawad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And there were so many beautiful stories that, you know, unfortunately, they would bring the expert
to see if this is his son really or not.
His son or not. You know, like that much, it was serious issue for followers of Imam Ridha and Imam Jawad alayhi salam. And therefore, Imam Ridha alayhi salam, he would say, "A'azamu barakatan." My son Jawad is the most blissful child in Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. He has so much barakah, spiritual barakah, mentally, you know, scientifically, and definitely, you know, economically. Like Jawad in all aspects of the life which human being they need. Mm-hmm. So he was Jawad. Why? Because by his existence and wujud in this earth, so many confusion has been solved for people of definitely
you
Shia.
You mean scientific confusions?
Exactly, scientific about especially imamate and hidayat, you know, the guidance from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the system, because people were totally confused. We all know, mashallah, our weavers definitely, they have very good knowledge about 14 ma'asumeen. So we know, like, so many people, they were waqifiyah. Like, they would say, this, we have seven imam till seventh. Like, we don't need eight one because, again, the doubts, you know. And we don't need the ten one or nine one, you know. So the waqifiyah was so much, like, in that sense, they were so much powerful in that time. And not only waqifiyah, so many people, they were mujassima, like they would believe that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has a physical, like, you know,
being.
Shape and being, and so many firqa and groups and, you know, schools of thoughts were there after seventh imam. So more confusions were there, and not even the Shia, the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, they would say, how it is possible that imam can be imam in the age of six or seven? It's too early. That was big shock for them. And they also had, because of their simplicity and, you know, lack of knowledge, they would say, no, we can't believe it. This is imam. This is, and even Imam Ridha has left him all alone with so many doubts. Yeah,
right.
In the city of Medina, one very young child as an imam, first time in the history of, like, especially, you know, the Khatimun Nabi and the final prophet's time. So,
Sister Radhia, I'm going to come back to this question, but we're going to go for a short break, and then we'll be right back. This is Light Upon Light, a special program on the occasion of the birthday anniversary of Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam. Congratulations to all of you. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the continuation of our discussion.
Born in Holy Medina on 10th of Rajab, 195 after Hijra, Imam Jawad was the holy son of Imam Ridha. His name was Muhammad and he was called Jawad, meaning generous. Imam Ridha used to say time and again that Imam Jawad was the most auspicious and blissful child born for the Shia Muslims. Three messengers received their missions in their childhood, and similarly, three imams were given imamate at their childhood. First of whom was Imam Jawad, who succeeded his father Imam Ridha at the age of 8. With an 8-year-old boy at the helm of the Shia Muslim world, there was an outbreak of misgivings and doubts among the Shias. However, all these doubts turned into solid faith when the elders and Shia scholars testified to the exceptional knowledge of the young Imam Jawad. Following the martyrdom of Imam Ridha, Ma'mun lost his social status among the public, an incident which forced Ma'mun to leave Khorasan and settle in Baghdad. Like in the past, Ma'mun forced Imam Jawad to come to Baghdad and marry his daughter as a show of his intimacy and amity towards the household of the Islamic prophet. Like his father, Imam Jawad inherited the knowledge of his noble forefathers and the Islamic messenger. At his young age, Imam Jawad participated in many debates, which were usually held at the presence of Ma'mun. In these debates, the expansive knowledge of Imam Jawad left his opponents with nothing but admiration and humility. As one of his major works, Imam Jawad managed to walk the Shia Muslims safely through the useless but widespread philosophical discussions of that era. Most of these discussions rooted in the massive works of translations from Greek philosophy, which had already left a big influence on the non-Shia schools of thought. The approach of Imam Jawad, however, was always illustrative, as His Holiness openly refuted these baseless thoughts and stopped the Shia Muslims from engaging into such impractical debates. The management of the wide network of deputies among Shia Muslims, which was formally established by Imam Kazim, was also another great work by Imam Jawad. In fact, the Shia Muslims needed to be prepared for a new era, dubbed as the occultation era, when the Shias won't be able to meet the holy infallible Imams in person. On the surface, Ma'mun offered her daughter's hand to Imam Jawad in marriage. However, he always held ill intentions towards this holy Imam. Ma'mun tried to put his evil plans into practice and kill Imam Jawad, but the holy Imam survived this malicious attempt by the wills of God. Eventually, Ma'mun was succeeded by Mu'tasim, another brutal Abbasid ruler who poisoned Imam Jawad in 220 after Hijra, in a plan carried out by the daughter of the deceased Ma'mun, who was also married to Imam Jawad. At the age of 25, Imam Jawad was martyred and his pure body was left on the roof for 3 days. Later on, when the people learned about the martyrdom of Imam Jawad, they buried this holy Imam near his grandfather Imam Kazim in Kazimiyya.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. This is Light Upon Light, a special program on the occasion of the birthday anniversary of Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam. So this is actually one of my questions as well, what we were talking about before the break. You said that a lot of the followers of Imam Ridha alayhi salam had the doubt, first of all, that where is the child, the successor of the Imam, and second of all, that Imam Ridha had to leave Imam Jawad when he was only 3 years old, right? So we are talking about a time when there's a lot of ideological confusion among the followers and the Shias. So how does a three-year-old child really grow to be like ready for this role of imamate and the scientific role that he had to play, you know, like clearing all the doubts and
that is again one of the meaning of Jawad. You know, Imam Ridha alayhi salam, during his time in Medina, even after the birth of Imam Jawad alayhi salam, this was one of his duty to introduce his son. And literally would say, my son Jawad is like Musa. You know, Musa, Hazrat Musa, like, and my son is like a Jesus, Hazrat Isa. Like, he is full of, he has so many miracles in his life. And he literally would do. And this is the help and, you know, like guidance from Allah Ta'ala. Whenever we as a human being and Anbiya alayhi salam and A'imma alayhi salam, they don't have like maybe support from people, they can't digest that this youngest person, how can be, you know, as a guide and imam for us. So Allah will give them the power of some miracles. So Imam's stick would talk sometimes, Imam Jawad alayhi salam. Like one day, one of the very, very outstanding debater and faqih and expert, he would live in Samarra. I think something Aktam his name is. So he literally said, I have a doubt on your imama, to Imam Jawad alayhi salam. And the asa, the stick of Imam Jawad, start talking. And literally the asa said, you know, this is my imam of my time, Imam Zaman. And then he got astonished. So sometimes sometimes a guy came and he said, you know, I have a pain in my eyes. And Imam Ridha was in the city of Medina in that time. And maybe Imam Jawad was only two. And that time, what Imam Jawad he used to do, he used to say, don't refer to me, go to my son. You know, the imam, the next imam. So, and then Imam Jawad would give cure to blind, you know, as like literally this was something very like common for Imam Ridha and for the close companion of Imam Ridha alayhi salam and Imam Jawad, that this is the, you know, exactly the imam is the position of imam. And one more like story we have, that once a guy, when he came, he was very in suffering from economically, like in his life. So what Imam did, Imam just went to the place where he would pray. Mihrab has such a, you know, like powerful effects in our life. So inshallah, we all would have some mihrab. Mihrab means the prayer area in our in like houses, inshallah. So Imam went to the mihrab of his things, you know, not the extra things, whatever, they don't need it. So one is that, and the second is that, you know, the hadith which I have shared with you, as-sakha aw shajaratun fil jannah, this is by Rasulullah, but the narrator is Bibi Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha. So I just love it, you know, like like we know that not only Jawadul Aimma, you know, this tree of generosity has come from Khatijatul Kubra too, you know,
right.
How generous she was.
Yeah.
So when we talk about them and connect with them, then automatically we love to give, love to share. And even with some, you know, unfortunately some games we have, like musical chair. So we are not like taught by it since childhood. In musical chair, the last stage is that, you know, two people are there and one chair.
Yeah.
So what this game is teaching us that, you know, we have to push the other participant and we have to grab ourselves that
right.
chair. This is not a sharing, you know, habit. So the game should be like that we have to teach the children since childhood that, you know, you have to share the same chair. That is the winner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sharing, caring, loving, not only generosity, in just material stuff,
right.
even you know, the way we talk, the way we think, you know, we can be generous, inshallah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you for following us until now. This was Light Upon Light, a special program brought to you on the occasion of the auspicious birthday anniversary of Imam Jawad alayhi salam. I hope that inshallah we can at least today sort of express that sense of generosity more in our life. Until another program, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.